Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
Before we start today's show, I got to let you know that we have some brand new Christmas items coming out available right now at podcastmerch.com. If you guys want to receive these items by Christmas, make sure you order them by December 6th. We have the brand new limited edition embroidered Real Ass Podcast sweatsuits. Pick up the entire sweatsuit or pick up just the joggers or the crew top sweatshirt. Do it now by December 6th and get them in time for Christmas. Okay, let's start the show.
Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
Motherfuckers, it's the Real Ass Podcast. It's your boy Louis J. Gomez.
We're with Rattlesnake, Snake, Real Ass Dude, Ultimate Minority, Joan Jett of Comedy. I got a lot of names.
International Superstar Zach D'Amico.
How you doing, buddy?
He's funny, he's a psycho, he's a real ass dude.
I was double teaming this chick with her husband.
Now he's selling coke in heaven.
Are you fucking ready, motherfuckers?
It's the only real podcast left out there.
I am ugly.
Holy shit, Shannon. I understand why you've never fucked me. It's because I'm so ugly.
I actually like Fresh Face Lewis better.
You like Fresh Face Lewis better than...
Mustachio.
Yes.
Fuck off, Shannon. You like this better.
Yes.
Prove it. Come over here and kiss me on my mouth right now. I don't know. I'm growing my facial hair back already because I have been looking in the mirror every day and realizing how ugly I am.
You're not ugly, good. You just look unfinished. Like Wooly Willy before you put the shit on him.
Yeah. He looks like the beginning of a creator wrestler.
Yeah.
I really do. When you open up the WWE game, yeah. I am just the gum beater.
You don't have a body type or facial hair. Or,
yeah. It's just you and black boxer briefs and no shoes.
Yes, dude. I've got nothing, dude. I got nothing. I hate my ugly Gumby face. I hate it. I never realized how much I hate my face until I had facial hair for nearly a year.
Well, welcome to the club.
Wow. Zach, you just walk around hating your face.
Yeah, all day, baby.
God damn.
Why do you keep adding to it?
If I could wear makeup and make myself more beautiful, it would be fucking incredible.
It's pretty fun.
You could wear makeup.
I should.
Yeah, men wear makeup.
God.
Just blackface. At all times?
In my head, well, you know, I don't know.
Yeah.
Well, anyway.
You don't want to recommend that, Katie?
I just feel like he's...
Katie does not like playing with those types of jokes. No. She's trying to have a career. Yeah. Right, Katie?
Yeah.
You look very less pale today.
Does Ireland have the chimney sweep Santa helper?
Why did you say the extra syllable in chimney? You said chimney.
Did I?
You did. Chim chiminy, chim chiminy, chim chim.
I really like Pinocchio as a kid. Yeah, you so really cricket.
I Pinocchio? Don't know what.
I love the scene
about.
Where they were getting drunk in the bar. That's really like I like. You know how they all turn into donkeys when they're shooting pool and getting drunk.
Course.
I was like, that looks so cool. My dad's like, you're not getting the
that.
Point
fucks
of the
me
scene.
Up, dude. I watched Pinocchio recently, and first of all, great, great cartoon.
Yeah, I loved
great
it.
Great cartoon.
Kid.
The actual, the animation, the amount of detail that they put into that fucking cartoon is pretty goddamn impressive.
Yeah.
Okay, but it is creepy. You're right. It did. What stuck out to me as a kid was just him turning into a donkey and smoking the cigars and fucking all that. That's a scary thing as a child. You don't want to be left with those horrifying images.
I don't remember. I must have blocked that out.
You don't remember.
Blocked out that.
So do they have the chimney sweep that is in blackface in Ireland? You know that they have that in Scandinavia. His name is Schwarza Pete.
That's like a British thing. Like you're talking about the Mary Poppins guy where he goes down the...
No, for Christmas.
Yes, yeah, Santa's helper.
Oh. Santa's helper named Schwarza Pete.
Who's Schwarza Pete? I've never heard of Schwarza Pete.
Oh, it's the most racist Christmas character of all, Lewis.
No way.
Yeah.
The most racist character.
But
of
the
all.
OG Santa was racist anyway, because that's... Wasn't it? Oh my God, I hope I'm not making this up, but my friend from Germany told me that...
It was Saint Nick.
Wait,
that's
no.
The most racist. That's the most racist Christmas character, Saint Nick. Yo, 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 nigga.
No, it was originally that the reindeers were actually slaves.
What?
Really?
Yeah, that's what... Holy that's. She's from Germany, and she told me that. So, but again, she could have been just bullshitting me. People bullshit me all the time. So.
Yeah. On Blitzen, my name is Kunta.
I'm just finding a bunch of people.
We're just ruining her life.
Yeah. Say your name is Blitzen. Let's see. Who is this?
Yeah, Schwarze Pete.
The Schwarze Pete.
Oh my God! Wait.
It's a Scandinavian.
What is
thing.
This? Oh no.
And Schwarze is what Jews use as the N-word.
Mm-hmm. Schwarze? Oh really?
Yeah.
That sounds delicious.
Or your grandma when you're at Epcot.
Dude, I love Schwarze.
On some rye, a nice Schwarze on rye.
I'll do Schwarze on maybe my pita bread.
Oh, okay.
Some more, a little bit of hot sauce, a little bit of tzatziki. Yum. Yum.
I haven't understand like 90% of the things you've guys said. Yeah. So
you're saying you don't like Schwarze?
I don't know why, what that is.
What are you saying, Katie? Make it clear. Say it right now. I do not like Schwarzes.
No.
No?
I like
you
everything.
You do like Schwarzes. Schwarze Pete. Can we see what else there is? Is there other versions of Schwarze Pete, or it's just this guy?
Is this a current day thing?
A bunch of people.
Yeah, they still do it. It's like
Jesus.
In you know.
So it's a character in blackface in Scandinavia.
Well, he's covered in chimney soot.
That's supposed to be chimney soot.
He cleans out the chimney for Santa to get down.
Oh, see, that's different. That's different.
With what? His hair?
His face.
Yeah, it doesn't explain the hair.
Yeah, do they stick him upside down in it?
like Homer?
Yeah.
That is fucking hilarious. I've never heard of this, and this is great. I thought of a great idea for a cartoon, and I'll never make it, so I'll discuss it here on the show. Mm. But, Zach, I think you're going to appreciate this. It's a cartoon about baby Hitler.
Okay.
But he's the sweetest baby. Like, the sweetest baby you'll ever, like, see. Like, he hasn't been beaten into being Hitler yet.
Mm-hmm.
But here's the twist. Time travelers are constantly trying to kill him.
Dude, that's hilarious.
That's the whole
failing
thing.
Hilarious.
Yes. Yes. And Shannon and Natalie actually pointed this out when I pitched this to them earlier on today because they're going to be my head
writers. I drew a comic strip called The Amazing Time Traveling Jew that was just trying to kill baby Hitler.
Really?
Yeah.
That's fucking hilarious, dude. This we can combine both worlds, dude. The Amazing Time Traveling Jew and baby Hitler.
That's great.
And then they team up at the end
Lewis
of the first
Tuck
episode.
Get Lewis on the phone.
Is this why he becomes Hitler? Because people keep trying to kill him? When
yes,
he's like,
that's it.
What
happened?
Drives him to become Hitler?
Yes.
That's fucking amazing. How are you not going to make that?
And also,
I'll produce that.
So I was thinking the aliens should just resemble, or the time travelers should just resemble Jews and act very Jewy. They're not necessarily Jewish. And they embed a hatred for Jews into baby Hitler.
Hmm.
Will you produce Schwarze? This? Will you produce this?
I'll do it.
Oh, dude, I'll get an animator. We'll produce this right now, dude.
Yeah. That's
and nice. Then Christmas episode. Schwarze Pete shows up.
Schwarze Pete shows up.
And they kill Jesus together.
Katie, how do you feel about this?
I'm thinking...
You're going to have to play Ava Braun, so...
I don't know who Ava Braun is.
Hitler's girlfriend.
Oh, no!
Did they get married? It was just his girlfriend?
Yeah, I think so.
Hell yeah, dude.
They didn't get
you
married
never saw that weird picture of Hitler with all the like kind of homely German bitches, but Ava Braun's in the picture?
I thought they got married in the bunker before they killed themselves.
I mean, at that point...
That's... They didn't kill themselves.
You think he's still alive in Ecuador?
I think they ran off and eloped. Yeah, they went to like South America.
Oh, good for them.
That is the rumor, right? That they're like in fucking Brazil right now?
Mm-hmm. Still. With Tupac?
Yeah. To this day. Look, we have an incredible show. Incredible show planned today. I have notes. You think we didn't do any fucking prep? We did prep, motherfuckers. Let's first get our plugs out of the way and let's start today's show. That was cue for the music. Oh, the music's playing. Just my explosion was so loud. It looks a little low. Chris!
All right, it's at Chris from BKLYN, Twitter and Instagram, and I'm doing a headline showcase at the Tiny Cupboard December 9th, Thursday, December 9th. Zach's on the show. Shane Smith's on the show. It's free if you get tickets in advance. You can find those on my Twitter, at Chris from BKLYN. And $5 at the door. Come through. I'm going to get drunk. It's going to be a fun time.
Fuck yeah. Katie Boyle.
At Katie Boyle Comic and everything, and a podcast called The Shift. That's it.
Zach Amico.
I'll be in Toronto in a few weeks with you. Dark Comedy Festival.
Oh, man. I realized it's coming up fast. I thought I was, like, in town for a little while.
No, we need to buy tickets to Toronto.
But I already bought my tickets to Toronto.
I need to buy a ticket to Toronto.
I have to give you money from... I can't get behind on paying Zach. I always do this.
Don't. No. Let's talk after the show. I don't want to see how little. I don't want people to see how little I make to do this.
I have cash too.
Please don't. It's so
bad. No, that wasn't bad.
What?
For a couple shows, that wasn't a bad take.
No, I know. I just don't want. I don't want people to put a number on it.
Okay, that makes sense. Yeah, we should keep it sexy. Well, in that case, they realize how little I'm actually comparatively. I did okay. Compared to you, I did okay, though, last weekend.
Yeah.
Listen to me. Right now, go grab your tickets.
Did you have a suite?
No, not this time. Oh. Lewis
that's
is
how you know,
not.
That's how you know Lewis is not a draw in Poughkeepsie. He didn't have a suite.
Yeah, no, no. I did have a better hotel than Zach, though. I was staying at a different hotel. December 17th and 18th, the Dark Comedy Festival, Toronto. Myself, Zach Amico, a bunch of other comics are going to be at the Dark Comedy Festival. I know Mark Norman's going to be there.
Ryan Long.
Ryan Long is going to be there. It's really fallen off after that.
I'm the fourth biggest name.
So, yeah, we are going to do a live Real Ass podcast. We're going to do a live Depraved show and some other stand-up shows as well. So right now, go to lewisofskanks.com. Grab your tickets December 17th and 18th. Then January is coming right up right around the corner. Going to be in Lexington, Kentucky, Hartford, Connecticut, and Chicago. Lots of other dates coming up as well. Go to lewisofskanks.com and grab your tickets. My website should be updated soon. There's many more dates. I have Ontario, California, Providence, Rhode Island coming up, Kansas City, Missouri coming up. Yeah, all these dates are coming up on the website soon, so make sure you guys check that out. And make sure you subscribe to Gas Digital Network, gasdigitalnetwork.com. Use the promo code RAP. Get a 7-day free trial. Get instant access to the complete on-demand library for all of the shows here on the network. We're talking about thousands of hours of content that are not available anywhere else. You can only stream them in one place.
I bet the Racist Live Chat was going nuts with all that Schwartz and Pete talk.
Oh, the Racist Live Chat is fucking great. I haven't been, here's the thing, I have not been engaging with the Racist Live Chat during the show because I find myself too often getting distracted by it,
mm-hmm.
right? And it's most of the time it's just naked pictures of my female comedian friends. But that's hard to
bring it up.
Yeah.
This whole time, every time I've done, I thought that was a joke. That was a real racist
live chat.
We have a live chat.
Oh,
that tends,
it's a okay.
It's not. You can type other things if you choose.
So we've heard.
Specifically saying, "What's a Jesus?"
Yeah. Christ. So let's see. This is the racist live chat. Anything racist? Just the last comment is Paco, yellow Paco in the live chat going, hi guys, how desperate is Paco? He's always in the fucking live chat. Shannon, right? What is he doing?
Just
begging for attention.
Yeah.
Paco's down a peg in my book. I sent Paco on an errand mm-hmm. on Wednesday and man, he really dropped the ball.
What happened?
Sent Paco to the liquor store.
Oh,
and
no.
I said, get the nicest, biggest bottle of Jameson they have.
Aww.
I was going to Thanksgiving and then get a crappy bottle of whiskey for me.
Mm-hmm.
I gave him $125.
Okay.
He came back with a bum bottle of Jameson.
Oh, no.
And then a giant
handle of Old Overholt.
And no, a handle of Johnny Walker Black Scotch.
Ew.
Yeah.
Well, he doesn't drink at all.
And then handed me $70 back. And I'm a Paco. Do you think I gave you $125 because I wanted a $10 bottle of Jameson?
Ah, Paco, you stink. Paco, get to work on the next fucking Fight Journal. Stop chatting with people in the Racist Live Chat, you attention-seeking bastard. That's what I say. By the way, I'm in a great mood today. Can I point this out?
Mm-hmm.
Can I say something?
Mm-hmm.
Shannon informed me as we walked in. Shannon, what are we? We are the number what podcast in the world?
Number three.
Number three podcast in the world right now.
That's amazing.
According to what?
FeedSpot.
FeedSpot, the most accredited podcasting authority in the world. What is this? Go to the top of the list. The 20 best stand-up comedy podcasts in the world. The best stand-up comedy podcast from thousands of podcasts on the web ranked by traffic, social media followers, domain authority, and freshness. I'm fresh as motherfucking fuck, doggies.
What is domain authority?
Domain authority. I don't know.
It means you own the www dot, right?
I don't know. I don't think I own that www dot, but that's okay. The number one podcast is Whitney Cummins, and I agree. This list is unquestionable.
Yeah,
I agree with that. Whitney's a solid podcaster, and she's a genius. Number two is Stand Up with Tom Thacker.
Thacker.
Fuck you. Fuck you. Don't fucking correct me ever on my show.
What? No, Katie. I want to. It's fun.
It's not my fault that Tom changed his name, by the way. Tom, when I met Tom, we did
just Schwartz of Tom.
Yeah. Schwartz of Tom.
He changed it from Brady.
Yeah, it was Tom fucking Brady, the football player. We did, it was either Last Comic Standing or Just for Laughs together. And his name was Tom fucking Brady.
That's got to be difficult.
And I remember being like, yeah, dude, you need to change your name. Then he did, and I hate it. I'm never going to learn how to say Thacker.
Well, that's his father's name.
Thacker.
He's half Indian, so.
Ah. Oh, so he was trying to hide his culture?
Ah, Stinky Tom.
No, he just didn't have a father.
Oh, so he didn't want to use his dad's name? Cause
I think he was brought up by his mother, so that was just, it'd be the same if...
I'm sure in school he went by Tom Brady.
He was always Tom Brady.
In school, he was Tom Brady.
Yeah, yeah. And then it was only with the Brady football stuff because he got brought up on a show as you're going to hate this next guy.
Oh, wow.
So he was like, okay, I'll just go by my dad's name.
Why do you know so much about Tom Brady's past?
I'm friends with him. Her.
Know, we have a fucking problem because my problem with Tom Thakkar is that, and I like Tom. He's very funny. He's a good dude. Yeah. Okay. He's a fucking really good dude. But he's bumped me out of the number two spot. For the number two comedy podcast in the world, and we have fucking problems. So what you guys need to do is you need to tweet at Tom right now that Luis J. Gomez is coming for him and that Katie Boyle signs off on it.
I don't. He's
she
think
signs off
too.
On it. He's We're
gonna...
coming for you. Oh, Luis and Katie versus Tom. It's happening. Oh. Triple death match.
I like Tom. Oh, no,
you no. don't say it.
Wait,
I really like
what's your art? What's your least favorite part about Tom? There's something. There's got to be an answer, right?
I'll tell you
my least favorite part about you.
That's fine.
Your long hair. It should be shorter.
No, you think? I was thinking maybe, but I might look old. Wait, hold on.
See. It doesn't have to be that short.
I just named the first thing that came to mind.
And the one thing I've been thinking about doing
I know,
for a while.
That's how good I am.
Well, look at you. I
this
see
is
you.
How fucking good I am, oh, Katie. Tom, we're coming for you. We're coming for the number two spot. The only way that we actually get that number two spot, because Tom is very talented. We're not going to beat him out in talent. No. We have to actually dox him and take his podcast down.
Can you bring that back up real quick,
We have
though?
To take him down. There's
we're
no
gonna
way.
To, we're going to have to pistol with Tom Brady.
He's
that can't
too
be right.
good. Guys, I don't want to get my fans confused, but destroy Tom Brady. Destroy Tom Brady. Let Tom Brady know that Luis J. Gomez
that
and Katie
so
Boyle
funny.
Are coming after
They've
you.
They've teamed up and they're going to fuck your ass. No, look, okay, for Realist Podcast, 3 episodes a week, average length 80 minutes. Stand Up with Tom Thakkar, 5 episodes a year.
Per year, and he's still in number two.
That must be a great podcast.
Holy shit, dude.
5 episodes a year. What the hell is he doing?
48 minutes.
Wow.
But it's also Comedy Central as well, so.
It's a Comedy Central podcast.
Mm.
Oh, that's what it is. He's got the fucking powers that be behind him.
Mm.
Mm. All right, Tom. It's all right. It's a war right now.
He also changed his name to the Indian name, so he's probably got 1.7 billion people listening to the podcast every day. It's not a lot of Indian podcasts.
What is the number four? Go number four podcast. Bud Pod with Phil Wang and Pierre Norvelli.
Fucking Wang, man.
Dude, I love Wang. His name.
I love getting filled with Wang.
Phil, all right, yeah, good, Zach. Yeah. His name was Phil Wang. No, that was a quick one. Come on now. Comedy Cellar Live from the Table is number 5.
No, how does he not call the podcast Filled with Wang? That would be so fucking much.
No better. Sleep is number 6. The Des Bishop Podcast
What's
is
no
number
sleep?
7. I don't know what any of these are, but keep on going down. I'm just trying to get to number 13. Keep going.
The Clean Comedy keep Podcast. Going. I would think you would be shitting on that.
Thoughts. Random thoughts.
Who the hell is Roberto
Birdie Num Num Indian Podcast. Is that Tom Thacker's other podcast?
Birdie Num.
Cassio's Cut. And number 13, the Legion of Skanks Podcast. The Real Ass Podcast. 10 spots ahead of the Legion of Skanks Podcast. I
Some would
point
say
that
10
out.
Spots better.
I want to point that mm-hmm. the fuck out. Mm. Can we point that out, Shannon?
I think Zach should point that out.
This
he probably
a
needs
deal.
A raise.
No, listen to me. First of all, Luis J. Gomez on the Real Ass Podcast is far superior to Luis J. Gomez on Legion of Skanks.
Mm. Yeah, we get Morning Luis.
Yeah, Morning Luis is the fuck.
Not tuckered out.
That's a real filled up Luis, right?
Yeah.
Dude, first thing in the morning, fresh. Yeah. That's the best Luis of the day.
Dude, 9 o'clock at night, Luis. I've been smoking weed all day. I've jerked off like 5 or 6 times.
Yeah. You're a limper version of yourself.
Dude, I'm full of cum and I'm barely high.
I was taking a sip of my coffee
fact.
As you said.
Dude,
that.
That's got to be the full slug line for this show.
Full
going
of cum
forward.
And I'm barely high. That's what you get in the morning, doggy. That is fucking. Dude, I'm ripe and ready. I'm fucking. Look at me, dude. I'm fucking bobbing and weaving. I'm ready to go. Look at Natalie getting all horny and turned on in the booth right now. Okay, guys, really quickly, let's thank one of our incredible sponsors, which is Fume, Canadian-made wooden inhaler with no electronics and cores filled only with the benefits of the world's super plants. There's no chemicals, no nasty, crappy shit you're putting in your body. This is a great product if you're trying to quit smoking. They have specific cores and flavors that are designed to help you quit smoking, but that's just not it. If you guys like vaping or if you guys just want the benefits of the world's super plants, this is a great way to get them in a quick and really fun, convenient way. All you got to do is go to breathefume.com, B-R-E-A-T-H-E, fume, F-U-M.com, and use the promo code REAL for 10% off. They've got a bunch of different flavors that just came out, the Reassurance, the Bubbly Lime, the Shield, and the Conquer is their top seller, which combines black pepper, peppermint, and eucalyptus for kicking that nicotine craving. Once again, breathefume.com/REAL. Use that promo code REAL and save 10%. It's a great holiday gift. All right, where were we? Natalie, they came over my house the other day for, we did poker on Thanksgiving. How was everyone's Thanksgiving, by the way? We never talked about that.
It's fine.
It was great.
Do you celebrate Thanksgiving?
I do here.
With who?
Just friends.
Like a Friendsgiving?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
What do you do? Do you do like just the traditional Thanksgiving stuff?
Yeah.
Do you guys have turkeys in
yeah,
Ireland?
Yeah, but we eat them at Christmas. So I just had them all come to my house, so I didn't have to do any cooking. So I provide the space; they bring the food.
Ah,
like a potluck.
So everyone brings their own. That is a garbage way to live your life.
Well, I got 2 crates of beer free from work because they were going to throw them away. So I provided a lot of beer.
You gave everyone old beer.
Well, it's not old. They just can't sell it because it's not old. A hotel bought it, but they didn't buy all the beer, so it had their labels, so they can't resell it. So I provided a lot of beer, really good craft beer.
Wow.
And plates.
Okay. I'm just saying, like, if I'm inviting people over to my home, I'm not telling everyone to bring... What happens if the person who's bringing the mashed potatoes gets hit by a fucking bus on the way? Now you don't have mashed potatoes?
There was 15 people.
Because you're
three
cheap.
People brought mashed potatoes. And my boyfriend cooked a turkey. So.
Well, that's also psychotic. If three people brought mashed potatoes, it's infuriating. You need to have better organization skills.
I put a WhatsApp group.
You needed to fucking assign everybody a specific fucking thing.
I said, I did kind of do that, okay?
Yeah.
But it was great.
She just loves fucking potatoes, dude. Yeah. She assigned 3 different people potatoes.
There was 3 different types of potatoes.
She's like, I like potatoes mashed 3 different ways.
You can get all your vitamins from potatoes. That's why my people survived off it.
That is true. So you had three types of potatoes. What was the best? Which comedian brought the best
stuff
plate?
I think it was my boyfriend. He made a turkey. It was because I hate turkey, but this turkey was good. But then I started to worry that maybe it wasn't cooked properly because it tasted good, but I haven't gotten sick yet. So.
You thought it was
because it didn't taste dry. Every turkey I've had is dry.
You're right. So you assume it was just undercooked, but this is a delicious.
It was really good.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You're right about that. Turkey is my least favorite of all the meats, I think.
Cranberry sauce is the best. That's stuff in a
can. That's not a meat, Katie.
That was so good, though.
Oh, duh.
I was eating it from the can, basically, yeah.
Mm. Yeah. Yeah. Well, people who fucking make cranberry sauce, they're dickheads.
It's a lot of work for no reason.
They're dickheads.
Can's better every time.
Here's the thing. All you're doing, cranberry sauce on Thanksgiving, it's a condiment.
Yeah.
That's all. You're taking a little bit so you can get a little bit of cranberry sauce on everything else. That's really what it is. It's similar to gravy or whatever else. Nobody's having cranberry. People that come in and they have fucking like pine cones and fucking figs and all this crazy shit in their cranberry sauce are infuriating.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like my cranberry sauce like my podcast. No figs.
What does that mean? Is that a racial slur?
No. Like figs.
That was some sort of slur.
I like my cranberry sauce like I like my podcast. No figs. That was the joke of the day, folks. Folks, that was joke of the day presented by Zach and Miko, as always. As always.
Well, the number three joke of the day, Tom Thakkar and Whitney Cummings. We don't know what they're dropping.
Yeah, who knows? We'll see what happens. Can we listen to 7 minutes into Tom Thakkar's latest podcast?
I think it's just going to be other people stand up and he hosts in between.
Oh, is that what it is?
That's what it looked like.
This
is
a stand-up comedy podcast. This isn't his own podcast.
It said hosted by. I think it's other people's stand-up.
So it's a shame because it's actually Comedy Central we have the problem with, and Tom Thakkar is just a casualty.
He's just
of war.
A conduit.
Yeah.
To our rage.
So unfortunately, he has to take the brunt of mine and Katie's
rage.
You
have to.
Yes,
dox
I'm
Tom
so
Brady.
Angry. The shift is number 14, so I'm very.
Is it?
No.
Oh. You know what that would have done to me? That would have made that list completely not legitimate.
It would have made
me furious.
We talk about
if the shift
sex.
Was number 14 on that list, I would say this list is not real.
Hey, my podcast is great. Okay?
I know it is. I'm just saying it's not as relevant as the Real Ass Podcast or as Legion of Skanks.
I taught people about the benefits of pubes.
teach people the benefits of pubes. What are the benefits of pubes? There are, right? Is that on Legion of Skanks or this show? We never got into the subject that scientists said that pussy hair is necessary.
It's necessary.
Why else would it be there?
This is fun.
Put the fucking sexy music on. Katie's about to talk about pubic hair. And Katie, can you do me a favor? Can you just pull your jeans down just so we can see the tuft of your pubic hair as you tell this story?
Just a couple strands.
My dad still likes me. I don't talk to my mother, so I got to keep that relationship, okay?
I bet you Katie's got long, straight-ass pubic hair.
No, I trimmed it the other day.
She's thinking about cutting it, though.
Yeah. I did trim it the other day. It's like his facial hair right now.
Oh. It's stubbly.
Slowly.
It's like hugging your uncle.
Slow down,
dude. There's a lot of guys listening right now.
It protects you.
Yeah.
This sounds like ASMR. From STDs. So like...
The pubic hair protection.
It's an extra layer of protection. So like herpes and genital warts.
How?
Just because it's an extra layer where they're shedding. And then it's an extra layer between your vagina and...
So I guess it is... There's less skin touching skin technically.
Yeah.
But like if I got a herpes on the tip of my dick and I put it in your pussy... It's not protecting you, Katie.
Not 100%, but still, wouldn't you rather have that extra protection? Plus,
keep the sexy music going.
It filters out germs, so like a lot of women get UTIs, but if they had pubes, it might help against that because it'll stop the germs. Thirdly, it acts as lubrication, so it makes the woman wetter.
You think hair makes a woman wetter?
Yeah, because
you don't know what hair is, do you?
Hey, when you froth the soam on your head, which you can't do, I'm so sorry, but if you could, it would. It froths.
Wow. Okay. Who the fuck are you?
Katie, are you saying your pussy froths?
Yeah.
You gonna put that thing
down? It's got head on it like a Guinness.
It has rabies. My vagina has rabies. And then the last thing. What was that? Oh yeah, it also.
I heard in Ireland you can pour a perfect Katie's pussy though, and it doesn't have any.
Yeah, you gotta let it set for a minute.
It takes 12 minutes.
You gotta take the top off with a butter knife.
Wait, and it also adds for a higher sensation for the woman because the hair follicles. So when you have hair follicles, it makes it all heightened.
Can I tell you my problem with pubic hair and fucking?
Get stuck in your teeth?
No, it creates like a... it creates like a... At the entrance, imagine like...
Oh, like a Hell's Gate.
Like a... Like,
okay, but it doesn't have to be that long.
Yeah, dude, it traps it all up, and they all get, and you gotta shove your dick through those branches, and it doesn't feel good for the first couple thrusts.
Yeah. No, that's probably
it's
a
like
bit.
Brambles.
Yes.
Oh,
what do they call it when you go? If you're when you build like a shelter with like outward pointing sticks and twigs. No, what is that? They do. They have it all. Shannon, they have it all the time on Naked and Afraid. What is it called? There's a name for it. And then I need you to edit all this and make it look like I made a good reference in real time, okay? And you guys got to laugh when I say it like it was just like we didn't do all this.
Okay.
On the fucking, this is why the live people, if you guys are watching live, you get the real version of this. The people on YouTube are just going to get me being a fucking genius with the show. What is it called, Shannon?
Wait, I'm looking at it.
Come on, Shannon. It's so easy.
I can't remember anything.
Type of shelter with sticks pointing outward and I bet the racist live chat. What is it?
A hut?
A hut? No, not a hut. God damn it, Katie.
Also, your pubes trap pheromones. That's the last one I forgot.
Oh, yeah. I think that was the only one I knew in advance, I think.
And I think that's like a good thing because then you're like, oh, yeah, let me eat that puss. Because you become animalistic.
Mm. Okay. Fair enough.
I want to eat that puss no matter what. And hold on, let's see.
Tell me not, though. It's always like a good feeling like when you hook up with a chick and she's like, you know, she's typically shaved, but there's a little overgrown puss hair because you're like, oh, she was not planning on having sex. I must have done something special. I must have bought an extra few shots.
No, you think too much of yourself. It's probably just...
You're just lazy?
That's
it's probably just like she didn't get a chance or... I don't think. Yeah.
I have a list right here of the types of shelters.
Wait, to ruin my fucking...
Sorry. Women do
confidence.
All right, let's take a quick moment and thank RockAuto.com for supporting today's show. RockAuto.com is an incredible online store with every auto part available at the best prices possible.
They've been in business for 20 years. They make it easy to find the parts you need at the best possible prices. So that means no more talking to counter guys who need to order your parts, aren't really sure what you're looking for, never have quite what you need, and then after all that hassle are still going to upcharge you. At RockAuto.com, you can easily find everything you need. And whether you're a mechanic, a guy working at an auto shop.
Just some idiot who keeps crashing his Audi. Whatever.
Whatever it is. No matter your experience, they have the same great prices available for everybody.
Yeah, listen to me. I'll tell you right now, it is a fun website to even just click around on. There's no promo code or anything because they already have the best prices possible. So right now, go to rockauto.com. And if you do purchase something, make sure you let them know that you heard about them on the Real Ass Podcast. Okay, where were we? Shannon, did you figure it out? By the way, the first one was a hut.
I found a list, but none of the ones are the one that I'm thinking of from Naked and Afraid.
You know what I'm talking about.
Yes, I do.
You actually know what I'm talking about, Shannon. You know exactly what I'm talking about. It's the name of a thing, and it points outward.
Naked and Afraid is hilarious. I binge watch that. It's basically all the men being like,
a boomer. Katya in the racist live chat said it. It's a fucking boomer.
He's on fire.
Katya just won a free Real Ass Podcast t-shirt. Free, you know, a free limited edition Real Ass Podcast t-shirt. Do we have any of those?
It's a boma?
It's a boma.
That sounds like a snake.
Pull up a boma.
Do you want to read this real quick first?
What is this? This? Is a... people who have, quote unquote, mowed the lawn at least once in their lifetimes were nearly twice as likely to say they have had at least one STD. And extreme groomers, those who remove all of their pubic hair more than 11 times per year. Those are extreme groomers. That's what happens if you, it's always shaven completely. Like a baby. We're more than four times more likely to have an infection. High-frequency groomers who just trim their hair a few times a month fell between the two extremes.
I think it's also just, like, fair to say that somebody who's constantly shaving their pussy or cock hair is getting fucking fucked. A lot.
Yeah. Yes, that's what's going on there. This is a silly, silly correlation.
Like if you're not fucking a lot, you're not going to bother doing that.
No, that's not true. Look at Brooklyn. Look at Brooklyn. Those girls, even strip clubs, it's them. All hair.
What do you mean?
Hey. A lot of girls in Brooklyn have like really hairy bush and they're having lots of sex. They're having, you hear them at the show.
Is that a thing regularly? Hairy, like hairy bushes? Now is that coming back?
It's definitely coming back.
Yeah, feministy chicks will do the armpits and the bush.
And they'll
the
also like, have casual sex. I can deal
with the bush. No problem with the bush. Armpit hair, I'm not really.
I fucked a couple chicks with armpit hair and it weirdly turns me on. I don't like it.
But it's weird.
It's weird. Yeah, dude, I'm like, all right.
It's like, this is fucked up.
Yeah.
Sometimes you forget though, because I shave mine.
Yeah, that makes sense. No, I hooked up with a chick after a show once. She was just like a weird, like fucking, what is it, like a punk rocky type chick. And yeah, she had full fucking armpit hair. She was a little bit of a smelly bitch, but she was hot. She was like she was a hot bitch. And we went back to she was staying at a hostel. And we fucked in the, at first it was the dead of winter. We tried to fuck in Central Park. And we were freezing. It was just too much. And she'd be brought back to her hostel. And we went into the game room of the hostel. Mm. And we banged on top of a pool table. Mm. And yeah, that was that. But it was a good time. It was a fucking solid time. But those are rare breeds.
There's like a picture of her pussy.
There it is. There's the girl that I fucked.
I had the picture of her pussy in Central Park.
That's that rules. Yeah, dude. Yeah, that is a rare breed of women who aren't, like, for feminist reasons, not shaving their bush. I think that is such a small percentage of women. The survey that they're doing is they're talking to, like, your average woman who's not shaving her pussy for a while. It's because she's not getting laid. That's the reason.
I don't agree with that. Like, I think
throw this coffee right in your face.
Well, don't. But I think a lot of
throw this coffee right in your bush.
No, I don't have a bush though. I keep it trim, and a lot of girls that I knew just trim it because of things like it feels better when it's not completely shaved off because it gets like a little clammy. So, and I was having a lot of sex before my boyfriend. I didn't tell my dad, but it didn't stop me.
I don't mind it trimmed down. I don't mind it, but typically. If I'm going to choose, I'd probably choose a little strip of hair and then completely shave it around, like
even
really
on the
waxed.
Flaps? You
want No. I want no hair down there. I want a little bit of pubic, just because whatever it is, maybe it's because I'm 39 years old and we grew up on pubic hair. Bit of pubic hair. Yeah, we grew up on pubic hair. Mm. 80s, 90s, there's pubic hair.
I didn't start seeing pubic hair till I got a little older and girls were getting a little lazier. Like, I feel like every girl I hooked up with in, like, high school through, like, early 20s was completely
I'm not talking about, well, by the time we were fucking, yes. That's not true. The first two girls that I fucked had giant bushes.
Flaps are really hard to, like, I used the Manscaper because I got it for free and that was great because there's a torch on it so you can trim it. But other than that, like, I don't know how women get a razor
you need to fucking get your pussy waxed.
I know, I can't be doing that.
Just go get it waxed. Like
a straight razor,
like
it's fine.
No,
I just trim, I'm fine. It's fine.
Shannon, Sweeney Todd, yeah. She's sitting upside down.
Shannon, I'm assuming that you had your pussy hair laser removed when you were 13 years old. It was a gift from your father on your birthday.
No, that's what the taxes pay for at Bay Ridge.
Yeah. I did get waxed recently. I've been waxed twice ever in my life.
Turn on that second.
Dad did it with duct tape and a miner's helmet.
Was it sore, Shannon?
It was. I felt afterwards like I had just left a sexual assault.
Oh, no.
It was so painful, and it hurt my soul afterwards, and I was just bummed out because it hurt so bad.
Oh, did your asshole?
She was bummed out.
Yes, they did everything. It sucked. It hurt so bad.
So you did the full Brazilian, the asshole, the pussy lips, but there's no hair at all up top. You are bare down there. How long ago was this?
For whom?
Well, I was going on a beach vacation, so I didn't
want
to.
You don't
want
some hairs creeping out the back of the thumb.
Yeah,
that's the worst when you're sunbathing and you're like, oh shit.
Also, you have to shave every single day, and it gets irritated.
It has since grown back in.
Oh, yeah, but now I shave. I shave regularly. I just for this I wax, and
do
it
you
was
shave
a
it all off or did you just trim?
I shave it all off.
Hell yeah.
Wait, I didn't know about arse hair until I moved over here. There was no reason for me to ever check my arse, and then women started being like, oh, I got my arse waxed, and I nearly had a heart attack. I was like, I gotta go. Look at my arse.
Check your arse before you wreck your arse.
I don't have a lot of hair though, so I don't have hair on my arsehole.
No arsehole hair.
No, not really.
That's good.
So stupid.
Natalie, can we guess? Can we play guess the pubes? Can we do guess the asshole? Minute. But can you guys all take a picture of your vaginas and then me, Chris, and Zach just take a picture and send it to me? All three of you,
and then
right
you'll
now.
Keep it on your phone as your
wallpaper. No, Ralph is going to sue you.
Do you think I would ever keep it on my phone? I'm not a piece of shit. But I'm talking about you guys got to do that thing where you put both your feet behind your head and just fucking.
Right. Well, that's already a fail.
Is that okay?
I was going to say that. I'm
lift my leg.
I've lost already. If that's what I have to do,
Natalie, I'm going to guess. I'm going to guess because Natalie. She surprises me very often. Normally, I would have guessed a gigantic woof and bush. Just dark black hair, really, really thick.
No, I bet it's whatever Lupita or whatever her fucking girlfriend likes.
She's dating a Latina.
You know, she's got the grooming, she's got the long hair experience. So she's just trimming
it down. Lesbians are smushing each other's boxes next to each other all the time. And I bet you hair is not good for clam jamming. I bet you.
No lubricant.
Katie. It's not lubricant. You need to stop saying that. That's crazy. It's the opposite
of
lubricant.
That's what my gynecologist just told me.
It's not lubricant. It's hair. It's scratchy.
No, it gets in there and froths up.
But if you're not always shaving it, it's soft. It's not spiky.
I'm going to guess that Natalie is really shaven. Always keeps it perfect. Always straight. There's not a speck of hair anywhere in there.
No, I think... full, very trimmed down bush, but everywhere there should be hair, there is hair.
Really?
But it's very short.
Okay.
A buzz cut.
Okay. Chris?
I think how old are you?
24.
Yeah, completely.
Hell yeah.
And you date women?
I'm with a woman, yeah.
Oh, I think trimmed to hairy.
Trimmed to hairy. Wow. Okay. All right. Now, another place.
She actually pastes more hair on.
Yeah. They used to do that correct. In the olden days.
Yeah. She wears a piece.
Okay. What is it? I'm so excited.
She takes the beards out of the muscles and puts them down.
Right now, it's not great, but usually trimmed. But I think Zach
right now it's a giant.
That's correct. Yeah.
It's a big old bush right now.
More or less, short, but yeah.
It's a woofing bush. Wow.
But usually not. Usually
now, is trimmed. It good for clam jamming?
Well, yeah, what's better for clam jamming?
I'm not clam jamming.
You don't clam jam.
No.
You don't clam jam. Good, no. Time out. Hold on. Wait a minute.
Now show them titties.
Let's go to the bitch booth for a second. Gals.
I think they're called booth pigs. That's the... No.
My booth gals. Natalie, you don't clam jam?
No, I'm not scissoring, no.
You don't have to scissor to clam jam. You could technically go butt to butt.
That sounds like it'd be really funny, so maybe I'll start doing that.
Because I'm assuming you guys have, dude. Your clits poke out. If you bend over for it.
Oh, when you milk a guy?
Your clits pop. They pop out like that, and then you guys just fucking...
Like Wolverine's claws.
Yeah, dude.
sharpen them like knives.
Yeah, dude. I'm assuming that's the...
Berserker attack. Hey, bub.
Is there, what is... Because there's so much room for interpretation for what lesbian sex is. Lesbian sex can simply be a deep stare. They're fucking... They can do whatever they want. Lesbians, they have so much freedom. What is it? If you don't mind me asking, I'm not trying to disrespect you or your fucking
your relationship with your partner, hot
Latina girlfriend, but
it's mostly fisting, right?
But I want to know what love is.
Mostly I want you to show us.
Use your imagination, but not.
I did, and I wish the butt to butt clit thing.
Not that much imagination. That's a little too much.
Don't make me use my imagination, because if you make me use my imagination, you're gonna do some crazy shit.
I feel like there are some obvious answers that you're missing.
69.
Potentially.
69's great.
I love a 69. You love a 69.
Yeah, I love it.
I love a 69. I love it. It's my favorite thing. What do you like about it? Do you like being on top or being on bottom?
On top. I like the lack of control.
What the fuck goes on bottom in a 69?
Girls that I hate.
Yeah.
If I hate a girl with enough
I would die.
Passion, yeah, I will get on top of her and just fucking
I would smother. No, I like the lack of control of it, you know? Like, you're kind of just like, and it's also hot giving blowjobs as well. And then they're like, you're sitting on their face. There's so much hot.
I always liked you.
Yeah, Katie rules. By the way, guys, Katie rules. Can we all point that out? Oh, fucking kicks ass. So you love it.
I do.
Yeah.
I like as well, because I think for women, you can get in your head sometimes with orgasm. And I'm better now that I'm older, but there's something about like when you're there's a cock in your mouth.
When there's a cock in
your
mouth.
You're focused on the cock in your mouth. So, yeah, you're not hyping yourself up to not come.
Come harder when there's a cock in your mouth.
Yeah.
You're not in your own head when there's a cock in
your mouth. Because the cock is filling it. And then you're just able to like.
It's knocking all the thoughts out.
Yeah, because sometimes for women, if you think you're like, "Ooh, I'm about to come," and then you think about it, and you're like, "Oh, it flew away," and you're like, "No, come back."
So could you? So let me ask you a question.
This like, we have to shit at the ball.
Is it the 69, or is it there being an extra cock in your mouth? Are you? Is the fantasy like you have another cock there?
Like, yeah, I guess if my boyfriend's going down on me, I will think about
another
blowing him. But I also sometimes, like, I do like, I don't want to be like one of those girls who's like, I love giving blowjobs, because I do like giving blowjobs, but
fuck! I forgot to put money on my fucking meter, goddamn motherfucker!
Just send Bobby!
Then I got distracted! No! God, can somebody go check if I got a ticket?
And get me a coffee.
Oh, I'd like a coffee.
A coffee would be nice.
But also, I don't like when the penis is too big, because I have a gag reflex. Does anyone ever struggle with that? The older I get. Anyway, I need to go to the doctor. Even sometimes when I'm brushing my teeth,
Wait, do you think the doctor's going to help you with your gag reflex?
I think it's only something...
They can laser it off, like your ass
hair. Because lately I'm brushing my teeth and I'm starting to gag, so I'm like, I don't want to brush your teeth?
Oh my God. That's the only way she can come? It's like, I got to have my boyfriend make my clit.
It's a soft bristle. It's a soft bristle.
I don't know if anybody knows how to help with that. DM me, because it's just a
have
new
you
problem.
Could brush me teeth? That would be really right.
Wait, have you guys waxed your bits? Because...
I got waxed.
You got waxed.
Kind of sore.
I got waxed.
As a prank?
Like
as a prank on the waxing place?
No, as a dare. As a dare, two chicks waxed me, and it hurt like hell.
Your ass?
No, just like my pubes down to my dick.
Oh, I had a spot on my chest waxed once.
I've done my back.
Just to be funny.
Was that sore?
Yeah, it hurts like a son of a bitch.
I only tried to wax my vagina once, and that was at our prom. We call it Debs, but I couldn't take the wax strips off because it hurt too much. So I had to go down in the dress wax strips
on
my vagina.
So you had a mummy pussy?
I had to wait till my cousin came. I had to text her. So I had to take all the photos. Then I'm in the pre-dress.
So all of your prom photos, you have wax on your pussy?
On my vagina. And then my cousin had to come over and bring me upstairs and pull them off for me.
And she's a girl?
She's a girl.
Yeah. How old is she?
She's 27.
Hell yeah.
She's really hot.
At the time, how old was she?
I mean, oh, okay. She was 16 and I was 18.
Hell yeah.
She's my hottest. She's so hot. I brought her. She came to New York.
Can I see her? Let me see her. Okay. I won't show her.
I brought her out to the comedians, and they were all such fucking awkward cunts around her. They couldn't deal with
it. Oh, they didn't even hit on her.
They were like,
that's the problem with like Brooklyn fucking young comedians. They're fucking dweebs.
Oh, yeah. I think just in general, like my
if
buddy.
If you would have brought her around like the old Comedy Cellar, they would have raped her.
Dude, my buddy like produces some of these. Oh, now I got to see this.
Oh my God. Oh my God.
Also, my best friend in Ireland is a workout. She's a workout person and she's a great arse. And every time I see her arse, I think about you saying Irish girls don't have fat arses.
This chick is fucking smoking.
No, Irish girls have big asses sometimes.
Yeah,
they do.
My sisters have big arses. It's like, I don't know. I need to start eating more bread.
Katie, this is why, you know, I've not only have I changed
wait,
as
I
a person,
see.
I respect you and I've changed as a person because I think maybe even a year ago, I would be looking at naked pictures of Katie Boyle right now in her photos. I mean, maybe even a year ago, the fact that I
now
haven't
he
done
just,
that.
Now he just texted himself your cousin's phone number.
The fact that I haven't done that
didn't even occur to
means
me.
That I have a ton of respect for you and that maybe I have something to lose.
Yes. And also, if you went into my, you're just going to see my boyfriend's naked.
Oh, I want to see your boyfriend's cock.
No,
right
I'm
now.
Only messing with it's not ready. Yeah. It's not ready. Get out. The poor man.
Look at that.
I just want to see your cousin.
Their cousin's hot as fuck, dude.
Yeah.
Also, cousin's
hot as fuck.
And she's lovely, too.
Yeah.
She's a very nice person.
Wood smash.
Oh, damn.
Wood smash. Pull her up on the screen, Shannon.
No, don't. She'll have... It's so... Yeah. Anytime I tag her and my best friend in pictures, they're always like, who's this weird guy now following me?
You should never bring her around because you are very beautiful, Katie. This is a fact. You're beautiful. But your cousin...
I know she is.
I mean... You look like an old boot compared to your cousin.
Oh, a nice boot.
You
I am
sex
a nice doctor.
You look like what we leave out for Schwanz and Pete.
No.
You look like an old boot full of cranberries.
In my defense, I don't wear makeup. So, because I'm going to wear it when I'm 40 to look like this now. So it has a balance.
No, Katie, you're hot.
Thanks.
Katie, I think you're hot. That's not even a debate. Everyone thinks you're hot. You're sweet and you're funny and you're cool.
Love sucking cock.
But that girl,
not too big cock.
That girl is a true diamond.
Perfect.
I like her a lot.
She is. She's great. She's. It's also hilarious as well. So maybe one day.
Is she a comic?
No, I keep saying she should have a podcast. She's naturally very funny, but she's not.
I'll give her a podcast.
We know.
She can come. Okay, let's take a moment and thank Blue Chew for helping out. Blue Chew is a great service. They get your dick hard, guys. If you want a harder, fuller dick, guess what? You have a harder, fuller dick inside of you. All you got to do is inspire it a little bit, and that's what I call Blue Chew, is my inspiration. It's the same active ingredient as Viagra or Cialis, but it is in chewable form at a fraction of the cost.
Blue Chew's chewable tablets help men achieve a harder and stronger erection to combat all forms of erectile dysfunction. It's an online prescription service, so that means you don't have to go to the doctors, there's no weird conversations, and you don't have to go wait in line at the pharmacy. It gets shipped right to your door in a discreet package. The process is super easy. You just sign up at BlueChew.com, consult with one of their licensed medical providers, and once you're approved, you're going to get your prescription within days. It's all done online. Their tablets are made in the USA, and they prepare and ship direct. So that's why it's cheaper than going to the pharmacy.
They send you a ton of the Blue Chews.
Yes.
For the free trial. Like, just pick the most,
yeah.
And they send you
28.
So many hard days.
28. Yeah,
more.
Yeah.
They sent me more.
Oh, really?
They sent me like 60.
Ooh, I love it. Well, look, go get that free trial. See if it works for you. It does work for you.
It does.
It genuinely works.
Look, you're not always barely high and full of cum.
Let me tell you
and
something.
And that's when you need Blue Chew.
That's when you need Blue Chew. Let's say it's 9 o'clock at night.
Yeah.
You've cum a bunch.
Yeah.
You're super stoned. You can't get your dick hard. Guess what? Blue Chew will help you. It really is. I pleasure my chick all the time. I take Blue Chew. I don't even tell her about it. I'm like, no.
Why would you?
I was like, no, this is just me. Natural. Yeah. All natural. All natural. Right now, if you want to try Blue Chew for free, go to BlueChew.com. Use the promo code RAP. Get your first month absolutely free. Just do it now. Go to BlueChew.com and get yourself chewing and doing. Okay, where were we? All right, so look, Brian Laundrie died by suicide. We know that, right? Is that
gunshot
official?
Gunshot to the head, they said.
Gunshot to the head.
Who's Brian Laundrie again?
He's the Gabby Potato
guy.
Deb and Potato?
potatoes? Did someone say potatoes?
Wait, seriously, who is
that? The RV couple. Where they found the chick dead, and the guy went missing.
Oh, the Gabby. Yes.
So what happened, Shannon? It was definitely a gunshot wound?
Yeah, definitely a gunshot wound. And also, it was just revealed that as of September 17th, Brian Laundrie's family turned over all of the guns that they had in the house. And apparently, one was missing, and they never revealed it until right now.
Wow.
So they knew he had a gun the whole time.
So he killed himself?
Yeah.
Jesus.
I don't know if I'd kill myself.
What are you gonna do?
Yeah.
Here's the thing. All right, so
get one or two more bodies on there.
Yeah, probably.
I'm just saying that, like, before killing myself, I would try jail out.
It's harder to kill yourself in jail.
Yeah.
We've talked about this.
No, it's not that hard to kill yourself in jail. If you want to kill yourself, I think it's pretty easy to kill yourself.
I know, but a gunshot is easier than slow.
Yeah, if you're going to kill yourself, you want to shoot yourself in the head. It's going to be hard to get a gun in jail.
Yeah.
I know, but here, I'm just saying, like, just the survival, my survival instincts would kick in, and I wouldn't.
How long is he going to get in jail, though? What, 20 years? It's a lot of reading books.
There's a lot, like, here, there's a lot of room.
He ran. He might never get out. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah, here's, do you want
to
spend the rest
of I would continue to run. I would just play it like, what would be my steps? I would continue to run.
Go to Mexico. Mm-hmm.
I already talked about this. First of all, my first thing would be I would have turned myself in immediately and said we were having rough sex and I choked her to death with my awesome cock, right? And that I think that would have created enough doubt that even if I went to jail, it wouldn't be that long, right? It's like, how do you, nobody else is there, right?
Yeah, I think as well, because he ran, then all this, it wouldn't have gotten that much coverage if he had just went straight away and been like,
yeah, shit. He could have made it look like an accident or a crime of passion. He could have gotten way, like, death is fucking the end. That sucks. Like, you're done. There's just other ways to play it besides running and fucking killing yourself, right? So let's say I made the mistake and I didn't turn myself in and say that I killed her with my awesome cock and I ran off and I got scared. Right. Mm-hmm. I mean, the next step is to try to continue to run. They never caught him.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like I
would. Wasn't he in like a swamp?
Yeah. He fucked up. I also wouldn't have went to swamplands. I would have went to like Canada or Mexico or.
Yeah. You figure something out. I think you could just go to the fucking, you can go to Montana. And nobody will fucking find you.
Why did he kill her?
Like, you could just go bar back in rural Montana.
No, but seriously, was it a crime of passion?
They don't know.
She asked too many questions.
Why? How? Where?
There's no record of why he did it because he killed himself.
But also, so did he actually do it? Is that sure? Or did he just kill himself because he knew everybody thought he did it?
They said the coroner said she was definitely murdered and he was the one that was with her.
Shit. Yeah, he was the one that was with her. They got into a bunch of fights. The cops, like, pulled them over. They were being, like, crazy, you know?
Yeah.
And so this guy's dead now.
Had he made it to jail, I bet he could have gotten some real quality girlfriends in jail.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because he's famous enough at this point, and women love damage.
I'm just saying it's
and like, he was a real fixer-upper.
Jail would suck. I've been in jail for a day or two at a time a few times, right? Mm-hmm. And it sucks. Chris, you've been in central bookings at least a few times in your days. Yes. It sucks.
Yeah, dude. With my last name, do you know how unfun that is?
Yeah.
Which one of you is Fag A? Every fucking time.
I'm next.
Doggy, I'll tell you, it sucks. Like, having your freedom taken away from you, being put in handcuffs, being led into a cell, being told when you can eat, when you can make a phone call, when you can, even for a day. Mm-hmm. It's like, I'm telling you right now, like, if I was facing a week in jail, I would give up, I would give up names. Like, yeah. I would, I'm not meant for fucking prison. There's no way, dude.
I have nightmares about going to jail. That's, like, one of my fears.
Yeah, I'm sure.
They've especially tried to American get me to jail. Tattle on people, and I've never
had. Oh, yeah. When I've been arrested for weed, they were like, hey, if you just tell us where you got this weed right now, we'll let you out. And just facing a weekend in central bookings. I've really thought about it.
Really?
Yes. I've been like, dude, I don't know that guy. It's just some Dominican guy in a hallway somewhere.
They lied to me and said they found my prints on a gun the first time I got arrested when I was 17. And I just literally thought of every gun I had ever touched in my life. And I was like, oh, fuck. Yeah. And I was like, well, I didn't. They were like, it was a murder. It was connected to a murder. And they like said like Alabama or some shit. And like, I was just like, well, I mean, I didn't kill anybody. So I guess I'll get out of jail in like 4 or 5 days. And I'll figure it out. I was with my buddy fucking, I don't even want to say his name. But I was just like, just do me a favor. Go tell my dad what's going on. Yeah, it was Killer Pete.
Killer Pete.
No, it was somebody who actually has a respectable job now. So I won't even say their first name.
Nice. So wait, so what ended up happening there?
Nothing. They were fucking with me because they were trying to get me to fucking snitch. And then I just, they let
who
me out.
Who were they trying to get you to snitch on?
Anybody in the neighborhood.
So they were like selling drugs, like, weed, whatever.
Like they caught us, like they like just searched me in my, because I was with a Spanish dude and we're in a white neighborhood. And they were just like, yeah, somebody got robbed fitting your description. I was like, there's no Mexican guy hanging out with a white guy anywhere else. Like, shut the fuck up. And like he had spray paint in his bag and they just locked us up and tried to fucking press us for a few hours to get any names for anybody who's doing graffiti or selling drugs in the neighborhood.
Right.
And I had drugs on me that they didn't find.
Good.
Where? For you. Up your arse?
No, just in my pocket. Oh. They're fucking stupid cops.
They are retarded.
It's the prison system so different than in Ireland. But I think in Ireland, they can't afford to keep you for that long. So if you murder someone, it's like 12 years and you can get out on like good behavior. And then the prisons are kind of nicer. The women's prison is kind of nice anyway. They have yoga in it, for God's sake. They brought us on a school tour once. I was like, this isn't as scary. Like,
this actually seems awesome.
Yeah. Also, they warned me when I came over here, a few Irish people, they're like, don't be a nanny, because Irish nanny over here got arrested and put in prison for like ever, but she like killed a baby.
Dude, being a lesbian, like, prison's probably the best case scenario.
No, did you see that where they put the tampon in the sandwich for Orange is the New Black. I stopped watching it after that.
They put the tampon in a sandwich?
Yeah.
Sign me up.
Ugh.
You know what they do in men's prison? They do a thing called a fluffer nutter, where they shit, piss, and cum in a cup and throw it at you.
Stop. I'm going
to
get sick.
They put a tampon in a sandwich? You know what they do in men's prisons? They beat you to death with weights. Yeah. Do you ever see Oz?
No.
Yeah, dude. No, being alive, because that's the thing. Being in prison, I'd say half the battle of going to jail.
Not getting fucked in the butt.
Well, I'm saying not getting laid, right? So you're facing a long time in prison, right? You're like, dude, I'm not going to get laid forever, like years, right?
Yeah.
That's, I think, a big part of it, right? And it's not even just the sex, but like the companionship, the fucking, you know. But if you're, and I'm not saying being gay isn't good because you could be just murdered for being a homosexual in prison. Being a lesbian, that's like.
I also think most women can have sex with women. Most women are. They're not necessarily lesbian, but they can, like, they watch lesbian porn or they can be with a woman and it be like not and not be a lesbian. Yeah. So I
knew
think
a chick who went to jail for domestic abuse. By the way, do you know how fucked up a situation has to be for the girl to be the one to go to jail?
Mm.
Fuck it, I'll tell her. Her husband had lobster hands. And when the cops came, they're like, well, he's not the one hitting her. He's handicapped.
Jesus.
So she went to jail, and she told me that her and like eight other chicks would lay around in a circle in jail and have masturbation contests for who could come the most times. Jesus. And that's how they would like get through nights together.
Hell yeah.
Dude, isn't that awesome?
Fucking awesome.
I'm sure they
that's
were.
That's how the female producers gross. Get through nights at Cast Digital.
Mm.
Right, ladies? That's what Jamaica's going to be like. Masturbation circles.
I just did not do Jamaica.
Yeah, I'm taking all the staff to Jamaica.
Oh, that's so nice.
It's pretty sweet.
Ah, is that real?
Yeah.
It's pretty good.
Yeah, we're going a couple months, right, guys? Very exciting. Very exciting.
They seem thrilled.
They don't want to do the masturbation circle.
Well, they're going to have to. That's how they got their tickets. I'm very excited about this. I'm going to be in the best shape of my entire life. I know I've said this plenty of times, but I'm starting a brand new Real Ass Challenge. Real Ass Challenge, Shannon. Real Ass Diet until Christmas. One cheat day on Christmas, and then Real Ass Diet until Jamaica again. And
there's cookies outside, though.
I know, and I literally yelled at the fucking new office manager for bringing in cookies.
Why would you do that?
I was like, you fucking dumb bitch. If you ever bring in cookies again, I'll fucking have you out on your ass. I threatened a fire. I swear to God I did. Can't bring in fucking cookies when I'm on the Real Ass Diet, okay?
They're delicious.
She'll bring carrots next time.
And I would like some vegetables and maybe fruit. Fruit before 2 p.m. Thank you. That's okay. Then I'm doing a sobriety challenge between Christmas and when we leave. Just a 1 month sobriety challenge. And it's not even a sobriety challenge. It's not like gay ass sober October like I'm Joe Rogan, okay?
Okay.
No. This is trying to get as fucked up as
just
possible.
Just drugs that can help you lose weight.
No.
Cocaine,
no,
meth.
I'm going sober from Christmas until when we leave for the trip just so I can get my tolerance back. So when I go to Jamaica.
Get your tolerance down, you mean?
Yeah, I want my tolerance to be fucking completely gone. So when I go to Jamaica, I'm just a mess. And then when I want to be sloppy, like it's going to be a problem. Shannon, I'm going to use the drugs and alcohol as an excuse for what the things that I'm going to try to do to your body while we're in Jamaica.
Got it. Underneath
the Jamaican sun.
Okay.
But I'm going to be, but the other thing, the other beautiful part is I'm going to be shredded. I'm going to be in the best shape of my life. You're not going to be able to resist me. And I can say that it was the alcohol and the weed talking because I hadn't smoked weed in a near goddamn month.
Yeah, that's going to work. That's definitely a good, actually in Jamaica, that might work.
That might work.
Yeah.
Let me tell you that Jamaica is very romantic. So I'm very, very excited. So this is it. I want everyone out there to also do the Real Ass Challenge with me as well. Okay. So you get one cheat day on Christmas from right now. Right now, there's no sugar, no pasta.
Hold on, can I have one more cookie first?
Yeah, you can.
All right.
But you want to do the
Can we give me a cookie?
Can we give Chris a cookie, please?
But I can still drink beer, right?
No, there's no. Well, no, up until Christmas. I'm not going sober until Christmas.
Okay.
And then from Christmas until.
I'm just going to drink beer on Notes of a Goon. That's it.
Chris should technically be able to come to Jamaica, by the way.
Well, oh, yeah, technically.
Yeah, there's some.
I do plenty of work around here.
There's a lot of work that gets done behind the scenes.
Also, New Year's Eve, you're not going to drink?
No.
No, that's for amateurs.
Who gives a fuck about New Year's Eve? I'm not a loser. Oh, look, it's New Year's Eve now.
Not
3, 2, 1.
Toast at midnight?
No. I'm not eating bread.
Fuck yeah.
He's on fire!
That's my kind of humor.
No toast.
He just fucked no your toast ass,
at
Shannon.
Midnight, no toast at any time during the day. Whole wheat, multigrain, it ain't happening, Shannon.
I did not get that.
You still didn't get it. She's got it now.
I got it.
I'm glad they cut your mic. I'm glad they cut your mic.
Just check the connection.
You're making her check her own connection.
Is your mic plugged in? Anything?
That thing. It's
I'm
this,
pushing
this
her cough button instead of mine because I'm eating.
Oh, you're pushing her cough button? Okay, now you can talk, Katie.
Oh, hello? Oh,
that's hilarious.
I just didn't get it.
Yeah, no toast at midnight.
Now I get it. I was like, is there bread in champagne? That's what
keto,
I went to.
It's a keto joke. Jesus fucking Christ, get with the program.
I know, sorry.
So right now, the real ass challenge is, right now, the real ass diet, no bread, no pasta, no sugar, no rice. What?
I love rice.
No bread, pasta, sugar, rice, corn, potatoes, or grains.
Why potatoes?
Are you fucking kidding me?
They're good for you. They have all your multivitamins.
It's literally a ball of fat right there.
But yeah, some fat is good fat.
It's not actually fat. It's carbohydrates, which makes you hold on to your fat.
Okay.
Katie. God damn it. I got this.
Okay.
You've always been a little skinny thing. Okay? You don't know how to lose weight. How
I
to
eat
get
bread
in shape.
All the time.
Yeah, your life is great. Good for you. Good for you and your hot cousin.
She's getting all her multivitamins.
I want to box more, though. I loved boxing.
You did love boxing. You want to come
it.
Back out?
I do want to come back out.
We'll do it.
It was so much
it.
Fun.
Katie was a good time. Katie has a lot of fun with us. So, yeah, that's the new Real Ass Challenge. Please join me in the Real Ass Challenge. I'm trying to inspire people. Sometimes people get annoyed when I'm this, Lewis, when I get inspirational and I get preachy. But I'll tell you right now, this is the best version of me. You want this version of me. If this version of me exists, a lot of good things are fucking happening in the world. Okay? So, people love to complain. People love to complain. People were complaining the other day. They were like, oh, fucking Lewis gets all preachy. He's bragging about all of his money and all of his things. I don't have money or things. Let me make this very clear.
You have things that you spent your money on.
I have a couple little things here and there. Like, but people act like we had an episode of Legion of Skanks where we had a moment like for like 15 minutes. We were just talking about how we were like proud of ourselves. We were like, dude, this is fucking crazy. Like we came from like.
As you should.
Being genuinely like suicidal, like drug addict. Fuck me and Dave Smith, like smoking blunts in the stairwell.
I remember when Dave was like, I would go hang out with Dave when you guys were broke, like before you guys even started Legion of Skanks. And he would be like, he literally would be like, dude, I would come out to a show and he'd be like, dude, I don't have money for beers. I was like, Dave, I came to hang out with you. I'll just buy a couple of rounds.
I'm talking about like, but so we have a moment where we sort of reflect. I'm like, yeah, it's kind of cool. Now we're not like, rich. We're not like sitting in fucking mansions or driving fancy fucking cars or any of that stuff. We're simply having a moment where we're sort of reflecting like, God damn, dude, like it is nice to finally be in a situation where we don't have to worry about where rent is coming from. It's not like we're fucking. I remember and then people on Reddit were like, dude, these guys sitting there just fucking bragging about all their money. And then I was reading this as I was looking at a billboard for Jay Leno's, like, whatever car show where he brings his rich friends on where they just drive $500,000 cars or through the desert. And that's the whole point of the show. And I'm like, guys, there's a fucking giant jump between what we do and what real rich celebrities are fucking doing.
Well, there's also something to be said for, like, all of you guys have become more successful than your parents. And when you get to that point and you realize that, you're allowed to be proud of yourself.
Well, I became more successful than my mother.
Instantly.
When I graduated high school.
You are allowed to be proud of yourself, though.
As soon as I had a checking account, I beat out my parents.
Yeah. But I mean, I do, you know, I do 10, 12 hours of podcasting a week. For the most part, guys, it's racist jokes. Relax. No. Once in a while, we can reflect on, you know, where we've been and where we're going. Mm-hmm. So.
But that's a people thing. And Irish people could be like that as well. Like, you can be doing well, but you have to be very modest about
Irish
it.
Irish people are the worst at that.
I know. They're like, oh, yes, keep going. Oh, no, now you're too successful. Who do you think you are? Oh, like, I've had friends be like,
Irish people
who
want
does she
to
think
throw a parade for themselves for being humble. That's
no,
what the St. Patrick's
we
Day
don't
parade
do
is.
Do the parade. That's Irish Americans. They're weird. But, you know, they'll be like, oh, who does she think she is over there doing stand up in New York? And it's like, it's just like people get a little like, a lot of my friends are very supportive, but I'm just saying sometimes when you're like, we should be happy. Everybody should be happy and proud of
what
you're
doing. Yeah, well, once in a while. And I'd like to think once in a while, People listening to me or watching the show, they watch the shit that we do and they get inspired. They go, oh shit, this guy's retarded. He barely can speak English and he is speaking for a living. That should be a little bit inspirational. When a fucking, when a kid gets out of a wheelchair and fucking start walking in crutches, people are clapping for this fucking kid and acting like he's
not even making any money doing
that. He's got an Audi.
He had to pay.
He doesn't have an Audi.
He had to pay a doctor to fucking get him out of that chair. Fucking simp.
I will say for Lewis, you're the first, and this was maybe 5 years ago, but you're the first person who ever paid me an immigrant at a club show.
Oh, really?
That was the first ever time I got paid at a club.
Wow. Oh, yeah. Shit. Dave Smith is going to come after you and throw you out of the country.
What did I pay you for?
Just a roast battle. You made sure, because you came up to me and you said, did they pay you? And I said, no, I didn't even know I was getting paid. And you said, you get paid for this.
Oh, the winners got paid. That's
I'm going
right.
to go get your money. And you got that. But I didn't even know. So I'll never forget that.
Never
so he might.
It.
Say some racist shit and that's bad. I'll say that's bad.
Your pubic hair.
No.
Damn it. One day I will see Katie Boyle's pubic hair and I will describe it to all of you.
No, it'll only be because maybe it's by accidentally on a picture or something on a post.
Falling out of your shorts.
There was a teacher in school and she would always wear low rise and then she'd have her pubes. And I was always just like, I couldn't pay attention because I was like, what is this?
She's probably a pervert. She was probably getting off on the fact that little boys were seeing her pubic hair. I remember there's this one girl, I forget her name. This is in the eighth grade. Mm-hmm. I'll never forget this. She was sitting in like the corner of the classroom and like she was just in that corner and she was wearing short shorts. And she wasn't even that hot of a chick. She was just, her body was pretty hot for the eighth grade. I remember she was like starting to stand out away from the other girls, but she sort of had like shitty skin. She was kind of a dweeb of a chick, but this was the year that she started developing into a woman and her body was definitely noticeably better than the other chicks in the class. And she was sitting in the front and she was wearing the shortest of shorts and she had one of her legs up like this. And you literally, I mean, her pussy lips. Were hanging like literally on either side of her jeans, and you saw pubes and lips, and the whole class was just staring into her vagina. Every kid, boy and girl, and nobody said anything. And I remember just thinking, like, I was like, this girl knew. There's no way she didn't know. She was in her own little world. She's like, I'm gonna show everyone my pussy today. And she showed the whole class her pussy, and I will never forget her.
Don't remember her name at all.
I remember her name.
You're not going to say it?
No, that's crazy.
What? She's not listening.
Somebody will know her and be like, hey,
When I was in school, I got accused of being a lesbian because the girls took off their shirt and I was like looking at one of the girls.
You started brushing their titties?
You're like, no, I was just looking
brush
at
your teeth. Oh, your titties brushing.
These boobs were the biggest boobs I ever saw. What did you say? Did you say leprechaun?
Yeah, the leprechaun has to shine people's shoes.
Oh, I forgot.
Let me
brush your teeth.
I gotta brush your teeth.
Sorry, but yeah, it was just hard not to look when you see something different.
So they pulled their titties out, and what happened?
She just got changed in the thing, and I was like staring, and she was like, "You're staring, you a lesbian?" And I was just like, "What?"
You're like,
I just never saw boobs like that. They were the biggest boobs.
They were beautiful.
They were very beautiful.
They were nice breasts.
Yeah.
How old were you?
Like 14.
14. Wow. Yeah. I bet Katie was a little fucking. Dweeby 14-year-old.
I wore tracksuit bottoms for way too long. And a Lacoste sportif jacket forever.
I don't know what.
And smoked cigarettes.
You smoked cigarettes?
Yeah.
That's not bad.
I went on the hop a lot.
What is that?
Just now I didn't go to school, went to the woods.
Oh, yeah.
Went to the woods?
Yeah, I had a fire just with my friends. I drank in school once. I brought in a naggin of vodka. I drank.
A what of vodka?
Like a small little vodka thing. I was a mess, but...
You were a bad kid. I imagine the opposite. I imagine like a nice, sweet, good Catholic girl who was like very skinny and like, you know, afraid of the world. But you were a little fucking
animal. I was bad, yeah. Drank a lot. Binge drank on weekend. That's why I don't drink that much anymore because I blacked out a lot of my teens. So, I know.
I didn't really drink until I was like 21. I drank like two or three times ever in my life up until I was maybe five times.
I honestly think in Ireland, drinking at 13 isn't a bad thing because you build tolerance and know what it's okay and you get to do all the embarrassing stuff when you're a teen. Whereas now I can go out and drink and I know what's good for me. Mm. Yeah, I don't. But
drinking, I'll tell you why. I will say I agree with, having a higher age drinking age. And maybe it's a little bit of a different thing, because you're right. I think that maybe kids over there, they're not doing as, maybe they're not as irresponsible because not as taboo. Like for us, when we got alcohol, it was like, we were 15 and got alcohol. It was like, oh shit, we got alcohol. Yeah. It was a very big like deal.
No, there's evidence of it. Like just the 21-year-old bar culture in America, it leads to binge drinking on college campuses. They don't have that shit where people are just fucking doing funnels and fucking keg stands and shit, because you could just go to a bar.
Yeah, I think it is better. I think even better than us is, let's say, France, where they give them a glass of wine. So it's like, when things aren't taboo, with sex in Ireland, it's so taboo when you talk to kids about it because parents are embarrassed. We were actually all fucking. We were all fucking from a young age, but not.
And there's no abortions in Ireland back then.
And not protect. Yeah, you had to go. A few
they just got abortions like a couple weeks ago.
Yeah. Oh, 2 years ago. Yeah, but you weren't protecting yourself. You didn't know what you were doing. We were all having bad sex. Whereas if they had just really given us education and told us about STDs, you probably would have been. If I had known about HPV, I probably wouldn't have had as much sex.
Oh, those pubes didn't come in so handy then, did they?
I probably didn't have pubes then. I grew hair very late. But I don't have HPV anymore. It cleared itself up this year. Isn't that wild?
That's nice.
My vagina is amazing.
Let me see.
No.
Well, when you're ready for round two.
Yeah. There's something about it, though, because I remember the only time I ever drank and drove on record in my life is when I was like 17 or 18 years old. I got really drunk at a party and almost to drink and drive. Like the reason I drove was because I was like, I want to see what it's like to drink and drive. And I didn't drive far at all. I drove I got in my car and I drove it across my friend's lawn and then like off the curb and then into the street. And then I did it was just on the block. And my buddy James Meekum came out. He was like, he was so fucking mad at me, dude. I mean, this kid had never gotten mad at me like that before. He was like, you're a fucking idiot, dude. What the fuck is wrong with you? You're getting in a car. And he was right. He was 100% right. But that was there's something about being a kid where all it would have taken was one other kid right there encouraging me to go for a joyride. And I could have just went off and killed myself or killed somebody else. And the kids are that dumb. You know what I'm saying? Kids, you have a sense of, just feeling invincible and, you know, death doesn't feel real. We used to do crazy shit. Dude. My buddy had a van. We would go on like Teen Wolf. We'd go and stand on top of his van while he would drive around, or we'd hold on to it and he'd do donuts.
Dude, hammered on Ocean Parkway. I was hanging out, sitting on the door, holding the inside and pouring beer on my other friend's car. I was 17. Why was I doing that?
What was that? What was the movie?
How
in the
am
desert?
I not dead?
In the desert where they're all fucking hanging on the cars.
Mad Max.
Yeah, Mad Max. Dude. We used to do Mad Max impressions regularly. Yeah. We'd be hanging out the car. My buddy John Hickey, one time it was the first hurricane in New York, in my life. We were 16 or 17 years old. We didn't get hurricanes or tornadoes and shit like that. We didn't have a hurricane, but this was what was going on. And not only did we not give a fuck, we were driving. I had a big giant shitty Chevy Caprice with no brakes and just the shittiest car. And we're just speeding through the fucking rain without a care in the world. At one point, we dared him to get up out of the car and hold on and piss while he's standing up out of the car with his dick flopping in the wind. Torrential downpour. It was the craziest thing ever. It was fun. I think about it and how we didn't die.
So I was once walking home in a blizzard and I see a car very intentionally swerve and crash into a snowbank. And I'm like, I bet I know the idiots in that car.
Of course.
And two guys get out and go, yo, Chris, we're on acid driving around in a blizzard. You want to get in? And I was like, yeah, let's go.
Of course I do.
Of course I want to get in.
Of course
this car.
I do. Yes. Dude, we used to do it all the time because we had shitty cars. So we'd go to the Palisade Center Mall.
It was back when you could buy a car on Craigslist for $500.
Yeah. Yeah. You do donuts in the snow and smash them into snowbanks. Yeah. We'd eventually, once you got done with the car, we did this with two different cars. Eventually, when I was done with my car, no, we didn't do that. We did it close to that, though. We would just beat the shit out of the car like we were a Blanca and Street Fighter.
You just roll it into fucking the bay? Just fuck it. Who
cares? We'd leave it in the woods. We'd take baseball bats. We try to light it on fire. We try to do whatever we can do to this car. By the way, a car is a lot more difficult to destroy than you think.
Well, yeah, that Street Fighter bonus level really fucked you up.
Yeah, you really think you could just go and start karate chopping.
Low kick.
Dude, with a bat, if you try to hit a car with your bat, it sends vibrations through your body, dude.
If you use an aluminum bat, it will hurt your wrist.
It's crazy, dude. I was like, dude, batter up. Bing, to the front headlights. And then I was like, ding. And it was brutal, dude. The car barely looked damaged when we left it. There was a couple dings, and we're like, okay, the car wins this time.
That was I remember my buddy Danny's first car came with a screwdriver to turn it on. He bought it for $200 on Craigslist or some shit.
Yeah. I remember being maybe like just 21, and we were playing Kings at like 2 in the afternoon.
Okay.
We all get hammered, and we're in my buddy's truck. It's my buddy driving, my friend Rick Murphy in the middle, and me on the side. And we're in the middle of broad daylight in Jersey on the main strip in the town we're in. And Rick's telling a story, and he stomps his feet to like accentuate what he's saying, and he hits the gas, and we crash into the car in front of us.
Oh no.
And we're hammered. It's the middle of the day. The police station is a block away. And we're like, oh, and we're just all like terrified. And by luck of God, this little Mexican gets out of the car, and he was definitely illegal. He goes, no policia, no policia. Gets in his car, and he fled the scene of the accident.
Nice. One time at Eastville, we were just hanging outside of the club years ago, and we're just like chilling, and then we hear smash, like a huge crash, car crash, and we look, and it's like right in front of us, and like a Jeep had smashed like really hard into the car ahead of it, and we're like, oh shit, dude, goddamn. And then the driver of the car, the Jeep, like gets out of the car, and it's like a 17-year-old kid, and he's hammered, like obliterated, like you could just see it. Ugh. Like he's just drunk frat boy, right?
His life is like fucked.
Oh, he's like fuck, dude. You could just tell, like he's like fuck, dude. He's drunk. He's gonna, and he starts to get out of the car, and then another person's like, he's like, buddy, you can't leave, because you could tell he's about to leave the scene. And then the guy who's telling him he can't leave, he goes, he's got a gun. The white kid, the kid who was hammered, the driver had a handgun, right? And now he's just crying. And he's starting to run, and people tackle him and grab him, and they hold him there. I guess he tried to chuck the gun under a car.
Oh, shit. So he's really fucked.
Here's what happened. I don't know, but the cops come, and that kid gets arrested. I have no idea what happened to that kid or where he is.
He went to jail for a very long time.
I wonder if you could.
There's a three-year minimum if you have caught a gun in New York.
Look up the address, 85 East 4th. Shannon, try to see if these details came out in a newspaper or something somewhere. Because
I mean, fucking The Village 10 years ago. It's like there's so many fucking crimes and shit that happened. You know what I mean? There's no way you're going to find
it's
that.
It's probably 8-9 years ago. This kid, here's what my assumption was. He's fucked up. He's from Jersey or Connecticut or Pennsylvania or whatever it is. He came out to like with his friends to go out in the city and
got too drunk.
He brought his gun with him, like a moron or his dad's gun or whatever it is. He got too drunk, crashed the car. In the midst of it, realized, oh shit, I have a gun here, a handgun that I'm not allowed to have in here. He was like, let me just flee the scene. Let me get rid of the gun. I'll deal with this tomorrow. Like, you know, whatever it is, I don't exactly know the law, but if you flee a scene, my assumption is way less trouble than getting a DUI or having a gun. Definitely both of them together, right?
Yeah.
Fleeing the scene, I'm assuming it is a DUI.
No, he would have gotten a DUI.
You get a DUI for fleeing the scene?
No, I think fleeing the scene is worse than a DUI. I think it's actually like a serious felony.
Yeah, but you won't lose your license.
You will.
No points. That's
no, no, it's not no, no. You would absolutely lose your license.
All that matters is I don't get points on my license.
Still, it's probably better than the gun charge.
You think
it's absolutely better
definitely better than the gun charge? But yeah. You think fleeing the scene is worse than DUI?
Yeah, you're automatically at fault if you flee the scene. If anybody's hurt, you're liable.
Flee the scene, you can literally say, "I hit my head. I have no idea. I woke up. I was
possibly, but I know it is a serious crime to flee the scene of an accident."
Wait, but if he just left a gun in the gun compartment, they probably wouldn't search the car if he just crashed. They're just going to write him up.
No, they're going to impound the car and search.
They were going to impound that car. Yeah, dude, it wasn't good. They find that gun, it's not good.
If you get a DUI, your car's getting impounded. They don't let you put it to the side of the road.
You're fucked. This kid, but the fear in this kid's face. You just saw it.
His life was probably fucking ruined. He did 5 years in jail.
He wasn't hurting somebody. He wasn't trying to kill somebody. He wasn't trying to crash his car. He wasn't trying to do anything. He was just a 17-year-old kid who really just made some poor decisions that day.
Yeah.
And this is why I'm saying the drinking age should maybe be 21, because this kid he fucked up.
Yeah, but the drinking age was 21 that happened.
You're right.
And kids still drink and go out and all that stuff.
You're right.
There's a lot of drink driving in Ireland, but if you live in the countryside, there's no way to get home if you go to the pub, because there's no Ubers or Lyfts. And there's like one guy who drives around as the taxi, but you're like...
as the rapist.
Not to play devil's advocate here, but how much fun was it to be the drunk drive with a gun? Just through the streets of New York. Yeah, dude, it's got to be so much fun.
All right, let's do really quickly. Does it live? Cops tase Arizona man after he refuses to drop his knife. We did have a recent does it live or does it die with a tasing, and the guy died, right?
What are these? I haven't tried those. What are those? Oh, oatmeal? Me.
This is healthy.
It's not healthy. It's an oatmeal cookie is not
all
healthy.
Your vitamins.
They're potato cookies. Shannon, let's see this video.
Oh, there's oats on the outside for lubrication.
Okay, before I start the video, I'll give you a little bit of information.
Look how moist these. Look how moist this pile of dirt is.
So there was a fire that they believed was a suspicious fire, and there was a guy that kept like bothering the firemen that were trying to put it out. So they were telling him to step away and let the firemen do their job, and then that's where the video starts.
So this guy was being a nudge.
Yeah, he was just acting weird.
This one. Go ahead. Yeah. Let's see.
Get the water.
What?
I'm going to take it here.
Okay, that's fine. Let's go walk over here with the CR people.
So it's this guy right here with the mask on the left?
Yeah. No, you're going to see him in 1 second.
Oh.
That way we can get out of their way so they can do their job. Well, I think that's the thing.
There he is.
Oh, he's got that knife.
Jesus.
Let me have the knife. Put the knife down. 40 King Hole traffic. I got this guy with a knife. Put the knife down. Down.
Pause it for a second.
Wait, down. Is he going to kill himself with the knife? Is it like pointed at his own neck?
Can I say something?
It looks like his pet.
He's not threatening anybody with this knife. I'm just saying, like, He's just walking around looking at his knife.
Yeah, but look at the way he's holding that knife.
It looks like he.
Why does he have it? Where was it?
It's sexual.
Was it in his pocket like that?
Yeah, he looks like he's about out.
There's no sheath.
To serve a slice of cake.
Mm-hmm. Also, like they had told him several times to like walk down the block and he's not doing
it. Yeah, he fucked up, but I will say that it's like in a weird way, I'm almost like, well, who's he threatening with the knife? If he's just standing there with a knife, devil's advocate, right? So people have a license to walk through a park with an assault rifle, right? Mm-hmm. You can get licensed, and that's fine. You see all the time they walk through the park with an assault rifle.
Yeah, but those people, if they are told, this is an active police investigation, we need you to get out of here with that gun.
Yes. This guy's retarded. He needs to leave. However, I'm just saying it almost like it is the whole thing is a little bit like.
Also, where is he? If he's in California, you can't do that.
I have no idea, but I'm just saying that right now, he just seems like he wants to hang out with his friendly knife.
I don't think anybody should be walking around with knives or guns.
Stabby here, just hanging out talking.
Guys, I can't just let anything go without trying to challenge what everyone else would think. I can't.
Yeah, and you know what? There was a guy once in Rockland County outside of a strip club that wanted to hang out with his knife.
Yeah.
Then your dad got involved, and now you're a comedian.
Go ahead. He just wants to hang out with his knife.
Put it down.
Oh, he fell on the knife!
He did fall on the knife.
Of course he fell on the knife.
Is he okay?
I don't know. I just cut me.
It's in his neck.
Of course it's in him. It was right under his chin.
It's
in his neck. Oh, no. Holy shit, we really fucked up.
Oh, thank God Rick Steiner was there to save him.
Oh, God.
Does it live or does it die? Ladies and gentlemen, cop tases man who then falls on his own.
Who falls hilariously on his own knife. Yeah.
This is hard because this is good that he's tasering and not shooting, and tasers are good, right? Because they're not as, once you don't put them in the head, it's a good. I don't know, it's a better option than fucking shooting. Here you guys love shooting everything. But now, look, he did the tase and he didn't shoot him.
It was a perfect fall. It couldn't have been any.
I don't think he was expecting him to fall on his knife for God's sake.
Yeah, that's crazy. Ooh, so, Shannon, does it live or does it die? But hold on, listen, we have to guess. Zach, what do we think?
I think he lived, but he's fucked up.
He's dead. He's brown bread, as we say in Ireland.
I think he lived, and now he has a career as a human Pez dispenser.
It just means dead.
Sorry, Chris. That was a solid Pez dispenser joke. Yeah, I apologize.
Oh,
I stepped over it. It was fucking good.
What did you say?
I'm going to give it to him. Fuck it.
What did you say?
Now he has a career.
I'm sorry, Chris.
Sorry.
So, yeah, I mean, the knife went right there. My assumption would be that he would be, if the knife went right there, and it was pretty deep in, my assumption would be that he fucking dies.
No, nah, you got your mandible right there. That might not be so bad. It might have just cut his tongue.
It could go like, yeah.
I don't know how the neck works. I don't know what's vital.
Under
all of it is vital.
So like if he fell, he was holding it like this, and if he fell and it just went up through here, I think he could live. It went in here, I think, goner.
But if it went deep enough, it could have went into his brainstem.
I don't think it would have gone through two layers of bone.
Also, who taught him how to hold a knife? We don't even hold pencils like that.
He was praying to the knife.
That is true.
He's like, this is my child, knifey.
You know what? You're right. He might live.
He's dead.
Katie says he's dead. Well, the problem is,
well, the electricity went into the knife.
It did. It started electrocuting his head. You're right, actually.
Okay, let's find. I'm so curious.
What happened, Shannon?
So he is completely fine.
Whoa, not completely fine, Jen. He's got a hole in his neck.
No, he didn't start fine.
They're not.
He can't drink water for a couple months.
There weren't any life-threatening injuries. They took him to the hospital, stitched him up, and sent him home. He didn't even spend the night in jail.
Not in
jail. In the hospital, I meant.
Well, he probably got a big hospital bill, so that'll teach
him. Did the cops say, all right, we're even. You're not arrested. You're free to go.
Sorry. Well, we would recommend in the future you walk around with your spoon.
They get him a little knife protector.
Oh, my God, dude. That was brutal.
It also says that he continued to struggle and wouldn't let them initially treat his injuries on the scene. So he fought off the paramedics on the scene also.
Did they say, was he on drugs?
Real ass dude of the week.
You might be real ass dude of the week. This guy must be real ass dude of the week. Fuck it. Ladies and gentlemen, you're real ass dude of the week. This guy.
He's a real ass dude. He's got bad attitude. One might feel he's rude. He's a real ass dude.
All right, last story. We got to talk about this. There might be a new Gabby Petito.
What?
There's another girl that went missing.
Jesus.
Apparently, nobody's talking about this. We're breaking this story right now.
Is she less attractive?
I don't know. Apparently, I haven't seen her yet, but Shannon told me she's pretty toy. Her name is Letitia?
I don't know how to say it.
Letitia Norris, 20 years old. Last spoke to her parents on November 5th, saying she had gotten into a fight with her boyfriend, and she's not been seen or heard from since. Can we see a picture of Letitia?
Yeah.
Oh, hell yeah.
Yeah, she's all gorgeous. Right.
She's toy. Can we see her body?
Oh, this is her and the boyfriend.
Mm.
Yeah, she's
she cute. Definitely killed
she's
her.
She's dead. She's cute. Dead. So, sure, most women die by men.
From Indiana.
I
don't think that's true.
No, I looked up the statistics because I had like a fight
more
with
more than half of women die of men?
Most women die of men.
So
via man. You think that's a real statistic?
Look up the statistics.
I'm going to kill you.
No, because
I'm going to kill you for this stupid statistic.
It says that most murders of women is either by their...
Okay,
by,
no, so that's when women are murdered, most of the time it is by a man in their life.
It's like 90%. It's
because you guys are sissies and can't finish a murder. That's your fault.
Yeah, I was gonna say, what does that say about men and what does that say about women? Yeah,
just means we're better.
It means you drive us to killing you.
Yeah.
No.
I would say out of those 90% of those murders, 90% of those men would not have gotten up that day to murder had their woman not been an annoying bitch.
No, yes, they just get jealous.
I bet you most of the time that these are first-time murderers.
Yeah.
No, they don't know how to. Yeah, you guys don't know how to. You need the emotion wheel because you don't know your feelings. You're like a toddler. You know when a toddler can't express
that
they're hungry?
Feelings. Our feelings are always just shut the fuck up.
My love language is strangling my girlfriend within an inch of her life.
And it's so easy to kill someone. You just hit us and then we fall over. Bang her head, and you're like,
well, that's
fuck.
The problem with women is that they have weak skulls.
Yeah. So we need to wear like helmets
their neck
when
bones,
we're dating
it's like,
you.
It's like shaking a baby. Like, it's really not fair.
I'm sorry that your fucking necks are made of paper.
I'm going to make a protective wear for women for when they date men.
Yeah. That's actually a smart idea.
Right? Like,
women should just always walk around with that fucking neck brace with the screws.
So this is all we know about. Is there any other information about this girl?
So apparently she had lived with her boyfriend a few months ago. Her boyfriend then went to rehab. So she went back home to Indiana from San Diego to be with her parents. Once he was released from rehab, she went back to San Diego. Within a couple of days, she called her mother and was frantic and said they had gotten into a fight. And she was calling not from her phone. So she was saying she needed to find her boyfriend's phone number. It's all very confusing.
Hold on. I'm going to throw this out there. To your point, he's just out of rehab.
the only way he could put up with this bitch is if he was on drugs, yeah, clearly.
That's true. He like, came back, he was like, I'm sober as a judge.
Yeah, and she just started nitpicking him, and he's like, God damn it, without the dope, I have to hit you. Yeah.
Can I also just, for women's defense on the nitpicking thingy?
Easy, tread lightly.
Okay, so I find, and other women I've talked to will find that they'll say, hey, I don't like when you do that. Is that okay if you don't do it? And then the guy's like, yeah. And then you say like maybe 10 more times and the guy isn't, he's not listening until you go, can you not fucking do that? And then they're like, why are you getting mad? And like, and then you're like, why can't you say it to me nicely? And you're like, I have been once a month for 10 months.
This is too specific of a thing in your life right now that you're bringing to the table.
I haven't even met my boyfriend for 10 months.
Way too specific.
No, it's just something that my girlfriend
talked
about.
You mentioned a little while ago you dated a guy that was like dangerous. Like you were concerned that he was going to try to kill you.
Yes.
Really?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. He checked my pulse. I think I said this to you before, he checked my pulse to see if I was lying.
Oh, if you were lying. That's right. I remember this guy.
Let's go rules. Fuck.
He was really, yeah, he.
That's crazy.
Say it again.
I said.
Did he ask you test questions to check your pulse first? Like, what's your name?
No, exactly.
What an idiot.
He just, because I have a guy.
He wants to see if you had a jump.
Well, I have a guy friend and he thought I'd had sex with him, but I've never had sex with him. That's one of the reasons why he's my close guy
friend.
And
this wasn't, he was simply grilling you if you had ever had sex with him.
Yeah, and he.
And he thought you were lying.
Yeah, and I was telling the truth and he said that my pulse was elevated, so it meant I was lying. And
yeah.
I was like, because, I'm elevated because you're freaking me out.
Yeah, because some fucking dude's got his hands on your neck.
Yeah, yeah.
So was this guy a comic?
No, he was just a guy. He's an Eastern European guy who lived in Jersey. And he even, I had a belt once that a guy friend gave me because it didn't fit him. And he like threw it away once. And I was like, where's my belt? And he was like, oh, it was kind of like weathered. But anything that, any other association with men, he was very like freaked out about.
Small cock?
No. He had weird penis issues though.
What do you mean?
I found like a Vassalor once, Vassalor, which is like herpes medication. When I asked him about it, he said, he lied about it. He said it was anti-anxiety medication. And then I Googled it and I was like, why would you lie about that? So
he had anxiety about all his herpes.
Yeah. And then like, because for the first month he refused to have sex because he said that he wanted to weigh but he would go down on me a bunch. So I was like,
he was having an outbreak.
I think so. It all kind of made sense in the end. And the thing is with me is I'm super sex positive. So if he had told me, I would have been like, that's fine. Like we were using condoms anyway.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It wouldn't have been a big deal. But the lying... What else? Oh, yeah. I wore a dress once with tights. And he like shouted at me like, you really going to go
out? Well, that's retarded. Why are you wearing tights?
Exactly. And he said I was wearing too less clothes. I was like, bitch, I got tights on.
I know. That's crazy.
That's crazy.
Yeah. I don't understand how guys are like I'm a little bit like, why don't we joke around about me being like crazy or whatever, but like.
Not really. Like it's, yeah, it's like.
Like I couldn't imagine like being like an abusive, like controlling boyfriend. And I like,
the only time it's ever.
I mean,
like,
I guess I am, but like, I can't imagine it.
Look, gaslighting isn't that bad.
That's what I'm saying. Like, yeah, there will, because as I'm saying, I'm like, yeah, there's definitely like five girlfriends of mine who would say that I'm definitely abusive and controlling. But it's like, by that dumb standard of like gaslighting and like.
Whatever.
Do you ever.
But I don't call. I
think we're just playing human chess, lady. I don't know what you're talking
like,
about.
Like, I would never call my girlfriend a mean name. Like, even in a fight, I would never be like...
The only time it's ever gotten, like, to, like, really bad with me and chicks is, like, when I'm, like, trying to be like, this is done. You have to leave.
It's gotten toxic.
And then they just show up.
But I haven't been in a relationship that's gotten toxic like that in a long time. Number one, as I'm older, I'm like, I'm not doing it. My kid, I have an 8-year-old son who's very aware of everything. I'm never going to have a weird toxic thing in front of my fucking kid.
Yeah.
So the girls that I've dated since, you know, more recently... It's never like, it never gets there. I almost like shut down before it could ever get to a place where we're calling each other names or checking each other's phones or fucking...
Chasing each other through the streets.
Yes. Like, but that shit, that's like...
Chasing each other with knives.
I've done all of that stuff, you know, and it's like, now that I'm a little older and I look back, I can't even wrap my head around it. I couldn't wrap my head around like getting into a fight with my girlfriend, like, fuck you, you fucking cunt.
Yeah.
That's crazy to me. Like, that's absolutely crazy. And I'm not saying I'm above calling a girl a cunt. If I didn't like, I'm saying the girl that I love, the girl that I'm with, I couldn't imagine going there.
Yeah.
And I've definitely done that in the past. I've been in toxic relationships where we're just saying the meanest things possible to each other.
It's horrible.
And it's, I mean, I guess it's just me being older and a little bit more mature probably, but...
I mean, I've yelled at my girlfriend, you have to shut the fuck up. But...
Yeah, you guys have also been dating a lot longer.
Yeah.
Like, me and my girl have only been dating six months,
she'll just get into the, you know, she'll just get into the cyclical fucking thing. I'm like, look, I disagree with you. You know you're not changing my fucking mind.
Yeah.
We could do this for another 5 fucking hours, or you could shut the fuck up.
Yeah,
you've been with her long enough that she's like grandfathered into that, though.
Yeah, yes. Yeah, she earned it.
I mean, I think that's really what it is, though. I think, like... you know, eventually you get to the point where you're just comfortable calling each other mean names. Isn't that fucked up? You love each other enough.
I've never said anything like
you love each other enough to where you're like, I'm going to say the absolute most horrible thing possible to you.
But jokingly.
Not even jokingly. No, I'm going to actually try to hurt your feelings deep down inside. Every girl that I've ever dated has, I've gotten them to the point where they've said the absolute meanest thing. But like, I can see it in their face. She's like computing. She's like, what can I say to really hurt him? And then she goes there. But
yeah, I think what you said before about the checking phones, if you get into a checking phone part, if you want to check their phone, you got to leave that relationship because that's fucking wild.
Yeah.
That is wild to me because I can't understand checking phones because you could read anything out of context.
I used to do that with every girl, whether I trusted them or I didn't. Like I would, if they left their phone in front of me, I would open up their phone.
Not once,
anymore.
I don't even, when something pops up, I'm like trying to look away because I don't want
to. It'll come out if she's cheating. You'll figure it out.
Also, anyone can cheat and get away with it. Like, the worrying about it is ridiculous.
The feeling that I have when I'm going through my chick's phone, there's a weird feeling right here that's just like anxiety or whatever it is. You're anticipating finding something really hurtful.
And you usually don't.
You don't ever. I've never found something. I'm looking at myself. Really, the reason I'm doing that is because I'm a cheater and I'm in the process of feeling guilty and being like, she must be doing it as well. That's all that's going on right there. I never find anything in my girl's phone ever.
So you're just trying to alleviate your own personal guilt. Because if she's doing it too. Though,
because what I'm doing is like, no, I've just convinced myself that this is what human interaction is. As I'm going through her phone, she's in the shower, it's probably the nastiest, grossest feeling that I ever have in my life. This fucking really like I'm anticipating having my feelings hurt. I'm anticipating her cheating. I don't trust her. I'm hating her in the moment. Mm-hmm. It's bizarre. If you're ever there, that's not a healthy relationship. That's like a fucking, and whether it's you and you're the unhealthy person or it's the relationship or it's her, you have to look at what the fuck's going on right there. That's like a really really crazy way to be.
Plus, if you don't find it on the phone, you'll go, maybe it's in the emails. You don't find it in the email. Maybe it's in the Facebook. Maybe there's a burner phone. You'll let your mind go crazy until
Didn't
you find
Shannon
something.
Put a keylogger on somebody's phone?
Yeah, we talked about it recently.
A keylogger? What the fuck is that?
So you can put a keylogger and get people's passwords.
Shannon!
Yeah, I know.
Cheating.
It's scary. It's a scary reality.
He was cheating.
But now she has
cheating.
A 401k. It's fine.
Do you know what? I had a boyfriend and a message came up from a girl that he always said was ugly and he always like talked about how much he hated her. And all of a sudden a message came up on his Facebook and I was like, don't be paranoid because my mother's like very...
What was the message?
Oh, I didn't even read it because my mother's super like, I don't talk to her, but she was very paranoid, jealous, very possessive, very violent with my dad. So I'm like extra careful to not be jealous and possessive. So I just kind of just was like, oh, don't look at it. Anyway, I broke up with him over other different things and then like in front of me 3 days later at a party he kissed her and I think maybe something had been going on before and then he started fucking
or he her. Just knew he could and he wanted to piss you off.
But like, I mean, I never checked the messages and if I probably had it, I might have saved myself about 6 months. But I was just also like, I don't want to be snooping because it's hard. If you snoop, then you're like, they're like, but you looked at my shit. Oh, it's so hard.
But that really is like what a cheater says. It was like, well, if you're going to look through my stuff, I guess this is who we are now.
Yeah.
I guess this is our relationship.
Oh, that's gaslighting.
You're looking through my stuff. I'm fucking your sister. You're looking through my stuff. Well, welcome to life.
It is hard as well when you're, okay, so like that whole trying to not be possessive or jealous, but also being like, hey, that what you did with that girl is uncomfortable. Because that's where gaslighting comes in. You might be like, hey, when we were out there tonight and you were letting that girl sit on my lap, I'm not comfortable with that. And a good guy will be like, actually, you're right, okay. But another guy will be like, why are you being so possessive? Why are you
being jealous? What I would say to that, even if she's right, because she is right, you can never really give it to her. So you have to, it has to be a little combination of both. I say, I hear you.
Yes.
I understand that. And moving forward, I will consider your feelings before I let a girl sit on my lap.
That's great.
However, you're fucking crazy.
No,
nothing's
Lewis,
going
no.
on between me and that chick, you stupid cunt. And here we are again.
Maybe you would just be cool.
I know, they always say be cool. And you're
if
like,
you would have just
you
sat on her lap.
You aren't your cock in her. What?
It's you know, fair. I got a lot of lap.
All right, let's wrap this one. This has been a fun show. I love having you guys on. Make sure you go support Katie Boyle and Chris from Brooklyn. And we'll check you guys on Wednesday with another incredible episode of the Real Ass Podcast. Peace.
That's all, folks.